Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bolin.
Today is day 10 of the Nebraska legislature. It's significant because it's the last opportunity that state senators can introduce bills. Nate Gross, policy director at NFA, joins me. Welcome, Nate.
Thanks, Karen. Great to be with you.
It's a busy place down at the state capitol, isn't it?
It's that time of year. Capitol is buzzing with senators hard at work introducing bills and organizing committees. And we're staying busy getting to read the hundreds of bills being introduced.
So part of our role really at the Capitol is to monitor all bills and keep up to date on bills that can impact family, freedom, and life.
Karen, it's such an honor for us to get to be an active voice at the state capitol and to play a role in the lawmaking process by representing people of faith and biblical values at our state capitol. We work hard to ensure that in Nebraska, life is cherished and protected, and that any legislation that is being pushed and pursued would respect and uphold our fundamental freedoms rather than infringe on them. And out of these hundreds of bills that are being introduced, there are many that would directly impact the issues that we care about: life and family, religious freedom, education, gambling, human trafficking. These are real issues and real bills that impact the lives of families all across the state. So we provide a number of free resources and tools to help inform and equip people to learn about these bills and how they can help make a difference in supporting or standing against bills that have been introduced. And you can find these resources at our website, NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org.
We encourage you to join our e-network so you can get up-to-date information. The beautiful thing about a unicameral is, Nate, the people, the citizens, become the second house. They are a voice, and it's important that state senators hear from them. So join Nebraska Family Alliance's e-network at NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org and let your voice be heard for family, freedom, and life.